Church of Saint Anne. You can find this point of interest in Path 1, Stage 3. Information. Position. The Church of Saint Anne stands on a patch of grass in the middle of the northern flank of the Ballano Mountain, in the locality of the same name, placed along the road from Argegno to Schignano. Paving material, grass. Architectural barriers. 25 low steps lead to the front of the church. A steep, cobbled and disconnected rise with 3 final steps leads to the left side. In order to enter the porch, there are 3 steps of different height. To enter the church, we have to take another low step. Entrance. From the base of the square, which can be reached from our route, it is possible either to go straight forward, rising the 25 low steps, and to enter the church square going through 2 pillars surmounted by pots of stone, or to take on the left a short but steep and cobbled rise, which allows to reach the square through 3 steps on the back of the church. It is also possible to reach Saint Anne from the carriageable road Argegno-Schignano. Services. Parking in the area of the church square in Capitano Peduzzi Giuseppe Square. Bus stop. Entertainment and catering. The church patch of grass is shaded by age-old plane trees and is equipped with benches. Beside the church there are 2 hotel restaurants and a farm. Description by Silvia Fasana. The Church of the Virgin of Gelpio, better known as Saint Anne, is mentioned for the first time in 1684 in the document of the pastoral visit of the Bishop Ciceri. It was later described in the account of the pastoral visit of the Bishop Bonesana in 1699, where it is said that the church had not been completed yet. According to the popular tradition, the church was built after a vow made during a plague epidemic, probably in 1630, on the place of a virgin image, that is to say, the Virgin of Gelpio. According to Donato Gregorio, author of a documented study in Argegno, the church was instead being built around the end of the 18th century, after the chapel of Saint Giacomo in Castello had been deconsecrated, thus taking away a religious reference point for the inhabitants of Argegno di Sopra, a municipal entity independent in some functions. During the centuries, the church underwent some renovation works. Today, it has a simple facade preceded by an elegant porch with 3 archways. The main door is flanked by 2 low windows with a gate and a kneeler, used to visit the Holy Sacrament when the church was closed. The bell tower is dated 1824. The interior, a small Baroque jewel, has a single nave with 2 lateral chapels. The visitor's attention is immediately captured by the presbytery, where a rich iconographical program, drawn by the evocative Elogio della Sapienza of the Book of Siracide or Ecclesiastico, and by other wisdom and Bible books, remembers the cult of Mary Sedes Sapientiae. The table on the high altar, characterized by a wonderful hanging in scagliola technique, is surmounted by a rich decorative apparel, in which the fine chromatic game among the elements in white stucco, the colored marble imitation of the columns, and the central panel stand out. At the sides of the altar, the 2 lateral doors are surmounted by shrines with angels in stucco and precious panels, again implemented using the scagliola technique. The presbytery vault is embellished with stuccos and frescoes with Storie della vita della Vergine, once ascribed to the artist Isidoro Bianchi of Campione. This attribution is not correct according to some art historians. The iconographical program of the Virgin continues on the vault of the central nave, where, inside some ornate stucco frames, it is possible to observe a big fresco with the Assunzione di Maria al cielo, with at the sides Angeli Musicanti and Angeli who hold sentences of hymns to Our Lady. The two lateral chapels, dating back probably to the 18th century, are embellished with rich stucco decorations. The one on the right is dedicated to Saint Anthony of Padua, the one on the left to Saint Anne, with the image of the saint with Maria Bambina. In the middle of the nave stand out two big statues in stucco of San Gioacchino and Saint Anne.